What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the sports podcast, guys. We are 2 days away from NFL free agency, and guys, I can't wait. I am excited, just as you guys, are. Guys, there's been some crazy trades going on. Joe Tooney going to the Kansas City Chiefs for 5 years. The Patriots getting
Jonnu Smith.
And guys, it's just been reported that the Las Vegas Raiders just signed Yannick Ngakoue from the Ravens on a 2-year, $26 million deal. Guys, it is the tampering period. It means that teams all have a chance to sign or trade players. And there's been a lot of it happening today. The Patriots signed Matthew Judon. I was shocked by that. Anyways, let's talk about my New York Giants. And guys, I'm going to say this right now. And what Paul Schwartz, what he was saying about the Giants, if they will get Kenny Galladay. Paul Schwartz said that Kenny Galladay, he could be the next Plaxico Burress for the Giants. And I'm not going to disagree. And here's why. Look it. Back in March of 2005, the Giants got busy in free agency, signing middle linebacker Antonio Pierce and right tackle Kareem McKenzie, two players who became fixtures on their triumphant Super Bowl team. You know, after securing those two players, the Giants were not done. They pursued Plaxico Burress, the tall, explosive wide receiver from the Steelers, and were so intent on adding him as a target for Eli Manning that GM Ernie Accorsi first announced that they were breaking off negotiations with Burress, only to revisit talks once he hired a new agent. The deal got done, 6 years, $25 million. 2 years later, Burress caught the winning touchdown pass to beat the undefeated New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. You know, as the head of the pro personal department back then, Dave Gettleman had a keen eye on the talent around the NFL and who would fit best with what Tom Coughlin and the coaching staff wanted on the field. Dave Gettleman was convinced Burress could be a missing piece to the offensive puzzle, and he was proven to be correct in that assessment, you know? In many ways, Kenny Galladay, the top receiver in this year's free agency class, is similar to Burress, and the Giants certainly have interest in adding Galladay to their sagging offense, providing Daniel Jones with a top weapon. Galladay will have many suitors, and his price tag will soar above $20 million per year. The Giants most likely will not be able to fit him into their salary cap, as they were only about $4 million below the $182.5 million threshold, but expected to add as much as $10 million with the restructuring of Nate Solder's contract. They will greatly add to their cap space if they can come to terms on a multi-year contract with defensive tackle Leonard Williams, who's on the books for the entire $19.4 million franchise tag. There are no indications a deal is imminent. Gettleman could be looking at Galladay as a player capable of doing for Daniel Jones what Burress did for Eli Manning. The comparisons are there to be made. Burress signed with the Giants when he was 27 years old. After 5 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers, he averaged 52 receptions, 4.4 touchdowns per year, and 83 yards per game. He had 2 1,000-yard seasons. Galladay is 27 years old. In his 4 seasons with the Lions, he averaged 45.8 receptions and 5.3 touchdowns per year and 76.7 yards per game. He has 2 1,000-yard seasons. Burress stood 6'5", providing a tall target. Galladay is 6'4". One compete with Galladay, he was limited to only 5 games in 2020 with a hip injury. He should be fully healed, though, and will cash in very soon. The Giants are probably going to get out, bid for services, but you never know. You know, I would love it if the Giants go after Kenny Galladay. You know, great receiver, you know, and he's a, if the Giants somehow can have, if they do somehow sign Kenny Galladay, they can, if they have a healthy Kenny Galladay, they could have him next Plaxico Burress, you know. But hey, like I said, you never know what can happen. So let's see what happens. Okay, guys, let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. There was a report today that free agent Cam Irving to the Panthers. Cowboys have interest in free safety DeMonte Kazi. So, guys, it looks like the Dallas Cowboys' depth on the offensive line takes a huge hit. So, look, guys, look. Obviously, the free agent tampering period for 2021 is underway, and already some deals, like I said, are being made. The Cowboys are unlikely to get involved this early in signing players, but some of their free agents may leave. It appears that that is the case, as offensive tackle Cam Irving is reportedly agreeing to a deal with the Carolina Panthers. It's a 2-year worth up to $10 million. Nothing is official in free agency until the start of the league year, which is on March 17th at 4 p.m. But it looks likely the Cowboys will lose a depth piece on their offensive line. Irving had an injury-plagued season in Dallas in 2020, only played in six games. If he could have stayed healthy, he would have had plenty of playing time with the injuries to Tyron Smith and Leo Collins. Those injuries led to playing time from Brandon Knight and Terrence Steele, who may end up being the swing tackles that the Dallas Cowboys originally signed Irving to be. In other news, the Cowboys are reportedly interested in a former Dan Quinn player. He's a safety. Now, DeMonte Kazi, he spent 4 years in Atlanta when Quinn was a head coach. Safety is certainly a need for the Cowboys. With Xavier Woods being a free agent, Kazi was a starter in Atlanta but tore his Achilles in early October of the 2020 season. So, guys, it looks like the Dallas Cowboys, it looks like they took one piece off their offensive line. So, it looks like they're going to have to address that really quick. And guys, let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a report today that Zach Ertz Eagles divorce is turning nasty. Both the Eagles and Zach Ertz seemed to know a divorce was imminent at the end of a career worst season for the Pro Bowl tight end. Despite swirling reports last week that a trade was on the horizon, as multiple teams had inquired about Ertz, there is still no deal in place because of Philadelphia's reported asking price. The 30-year-old has become frustrated, according to NFL Network. Reporter Tom Pelissero said Ertz has become increasingly impatient with the increase as he attempts to have some input in where he plays next. With free agency set to unofficially begin today with the legal tampering period, the report says the Eagles are seeking a third or fourth round pick for Ertz, who is due almost $9 million in 2021. And hold a cap hit of over $12 million for next season. The NFL report also says Philadelphia maintains they will not release Ertz, who had 36 catches for 366 yards and a touchdown while missing five games with an ankle injury in 2020. So, obviously, the Eagles already traded Carson Wentz to the Colts this offseason as the franchise moves forward with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. So, that's, like I said, the Eagles, they're going to end up rebuilding. And guys, today, I'm also going to, I'm actually going to rank my top 30 free agents, and I'm also going to predict where they will sign. So, look it, if NFL free agents were items stuffed into a stadium vendor's tray, here's what you would hear on loop. Receivers, pass rushers, blockers, get your difference makers here. The next few weeks won't match the quarterback movement seen in 2020. In the 2020 free agency, when Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, and Cam Newton changed teams, or on the recent trade market, when Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, and Matthew Stafford moved around. But the NFL is a passing league, and there is a wealth of elite talent available to make a quarterback's life easy or miserable. A brutal week of veteran cuts is over, and free agency negotiations begin today during what is considered by many NFL agents to be a bad year for clients to hit the open market, with many teams squeezed by the salary cap reduction to $182.5 million and looking for bargains. Advantage to the Jaguars, Jets, and Patriots, all of whom have $64 million or more in cap space to go on a spending spree. So, anyways, guys, I'm going to give you guys the 30 free agents that I'm predicting that they will go and they will sign. Guys, my first free agent is Trent Williams. I think there's only four teams that makes sense for Trent Williams. I think that's the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, the Indianapolis Colts, the Los Angeles Chargers, or the Cincinnati Bengals. I think he's going to stay with the 49ers. Now, he's a left tackle, and he's 32 years old. Look at, here's why I have him going to the Niners. Look at, return from sitting out 2019 as dominant as ever after a trade from Washington to the 49ers. The future Hall of Famer could reset the market above $23 million per year as tackles continue to play into the late 30s. Guys, my second prediction is Shaq Barrett, who will be a free agent, really young. He's 28 years old. He's a defensive end and also an outside linebacker. I think the teams that best suit up for him, I think he stays with the Buccaneers. He goes to the Jets, the Bengals, the Titans, or the Jaguars. I'm predicting he goes to the Dolphins. You know, and look at, avoided a second straight franchise tag when the Buccaneers chose Chris Godwin. Notched 27.5 sacks in his past 31 games after an unremarkable first four seasons. And guys, my third free agent is Kenny Golladay, wide receiver, age 27. Great receiver. I think the best teams that suit well for Kenny Golladay is my New York Giants, the Jets, the Patriots, the Washington football team, and the Miami Dolphins. Shout out to Mr. King, who is a Dolphins fan. Listen, there's been reports, guys, that the Giants are not the only team that are looking at Kenny Golladay. The Miami Dolphins are the other team that's looking at Kenny Golladay, and I think he might end up going. My prediction is that he goes to the Dolphins. And look at, price went up when Lions didn't tag Golladay like other top receivers, like Chris Godwin and Allen Robinson. Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons give way to an injury-shortened 5 games in 2020. And guys, number four, Joe Tooney, guard, 28 years old, really young. I think the best team that stood up for him is the Jaguars, the Jets, the Chiefs, and the Bengals. I think Joe Tooney, I thought he was going to go to the Jets. You know, I predicted him going to the Jets. You know, surprisingly tagged in 2020, but not again, as the Patriots reshuffled parts along the line. Started all 80 games in his career. And guys, number five is Bud Dupree, defensive end, and outside linebacker, 28 years old. I think the best team that suits best for him is my New York Giants, the Atlanta Falcons, the Indianapolis Colts, the Carolina Panthers, or the Tennessee Titans. And yes, I think Bud Dupree ends up going to the Tennessee Titans with Mike Vrabel. Here's why. Tagged in 2020, season-ending ACL injury, left for free agency. That's the risk of contracts in the vicious NFL. Might not be high impact in 2021, but should be over a multi-year deal. And guys, the number six free agent is Juju Smith-Schuster, 24 years old, wide receiver. I think the best team that suit up for Juju Smith-Schuster is the New York Jets, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Washington Football Team, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Detroit Lions. I think Juju Smith goes to the Washington Football Team. Look at me first on and off-field persona overshadows some of his production, including 9 touchdowns last season, blocks in the run game, run routes and traffic, and does all the dirty work. Guys, number 7, I have Yannick Ngakoue going to the Jets. Number 8, I have Aaron Jones going to the Dolphins. Number 9, I got Hunter Henry. I have him going to the Colts. Number 10, Carl Lawson. I have him going to the Patriots. Number 11, Corey Linsley. I have him going to the Chargers. Number 12, Trey Hendrickson. I have him going to the Jaguars. Number 13, Anthony Harris. I have him going to the Dallas Cowboys. Number 14 is Will Fuller. I have him going to the Colts. Number 15, Matthew Judon. I had him going to the Seahawks, but he just signed with the Raiders. And number 16, Shaq Griffin. I have him going to the Raiders. Number 17, Alejandro Villanueva. I have him going to the Colts. And number 18, Jonnu Smith. I have him going to the Patriots. Number 19, Jadon Clowney, I have him going to the Browns. Number 20, Jameis Winston, I have him staying with the Saints. And guys, number 21, Dalvin Tomlinson. Look at the Giants want to keep their homegrown run-stuffing Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, but likely will be outbid, especially with a weak draft class at defensive tackle. I think he will be a free agent. I think he goes to the Raiders. Corey Davis, I think he goes to the Ravens. John Johnson, I think he goes to the Falcons. William Jackson, I think he goes to the Cardinals. And Trey Turner, I think he goes to the Bengals. Curtis Samuel, I think he goes to the Jaguars. And Hassan Reddick, Giants fans. I think Hassan Reddick goes to the Giants. Former first-round pick finally broke through with 12.5 sacks, 5-1 game against the Giants, but also ranked number 19th in pressures. And guys, number 28, Mitchell Schwartz, I have him going to the Seahawks. Number 29, Patrick Peterson, I have him going to the Chiefs. Number 30, I have Leonard Floyd, I have him going to the Chargers. So yeah, guys, those are my top 30 free agents. And let me know how you guys thought of those predictions. You know. So yeah, guys, I hope you guys like this podcast. I'm going to do another one tomorrow. And yeah, guys, you guys have a good rest of your evening.